Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. Of course, we are back with another episode of Cyber Talk, where we talk about our CyberBacker story, how it started, and where it's going right now. So, of course, we have a very special guest on our show. She's the Director of Growth Franchise here in CyberBacker. Dea, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jello. Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be here. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Actually, a little bit cold where we are right now, but aside from that, everything's definitely good. And of course, I'd like to thank you for your time. I know you have a lot of places to be, a lot of things to do, but you chose and shared your time with us today for our future CyberBackers to get to know more about the division you're a part of. So before we start, what division are you a part of, Dea?
I'm from the growth team, the team that sells CyberBacker contracts to our clients, making sure that we are able to create jobs for our fellow Filipinos.
There we go. So how long have you been a part of the growth team, by the way?
I actually just hit my second year anniversary last month. So 25 months this month.
Wow. Congratulations, of course. 2 years and counting. We're excited to see more from you and our growth team, of course. So if you don't mind me asking, where are you from in the Philippines there?
I recently moved from Bulacan to Pampanga. So currently we're living in Angeles City, Pampanga.
So Pampanga, Bulacan, Pampanga. I think it's a short drive. I'm not really good with my directions at all. I'm not a guy who travels a lot, but that is a short drive. I'm an hour, 2 hours probably?
About an hour. Yeah, it can be longer than that, you know, how the traffic is here in the Philippines. But yeah, 1 hour ideally.
I think that's a norm, right? The traffic, wherever you are in the Philippines, is really, really terrible. Don't you agree?
I know.
There we go. So also, how about before you became a part of CyberBacker? Tell me a bit about yourself back. What did you do before CyberBacker?
Okay, so I have a background of psychology. I graduated psychology from a college in Bulacan. Right after graduation, I worked in the call center industry. So that's from, I would say, mid-2014 until the last quarter of 2018. So I have been with two call center companies. Both are non-voice accounts, thankfully. Wow. And after that, I ventured into working from home, working virtually. So fortunately, I was one of the lucky ones who was able to establish a job already before the pandemic hit. Oh, so from late 2018 up until, let's say, December 2021, I was already working from home. I took a break. We launched our own e-commerce store ourselves, my husband and I. Wow. And that was for a year. And in January of 2022, I applied to CyberBacker. I started in February 2022.
And here we are today, going on more than 2 years now with CyberBacker. So this isn't really your first rodeo then when it comes to working from home. Am I right?
I would say so, yeah.
So ample experience right there. So how did the virtual world treat you your first time being a part of the virtual world there?
It was good. I mean, back in college, I was still studying. Mm-hmm. I already had side jobs. This was 2012, 2013. Working virtually wasn't big then as it is right now. I was already working from home doing project-based tasks for different clients, designing graphics, some admin tasks, transcribing as well. So I was doing that in college already to earn some pocket money, mm-hmm. if you will,
of course,
additional allowance. And I have always been someone who is a homebody. So it was my hope that I will get to work virtually because I didn't like going out as much. I wanted to stay home with the family. I wasn't that much of a people person, and I hated commuting. So thankfully, there are opportunities right now and from back then to work online. The tasks or the jobs that I had before Cyberbacker were pretty straightforward. I worked for two e-commerce companies, one based in Australia and one based in New York. I was actually doing both of that at the same time, two full-time jobs for a time. And yeah, I got to do what I loved, customer service, designing graphics, and helping a team of people achieve their goals. So you could say it has been treating me well for some time. And it also gave me that peace of mind during the pandemic. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, that it gave me that peace of mind during the pandemic that I wasn't going to worry where my paycheck was going to be from and that if it's going to be enough, you know, because I had that those two jobs for me and my family. So we were able to just flow through the pandemic really smoothly. So I was really thankful for that. And yeah, so it continues currently.
Ash, really have a lot of experience then being a part of the virtual world. Now, in line with that, being that you have tons of experience here, so what's one thing that, let's say, a person who would want to become a part of the virtual world needs to have, let's say, or what piece of advice would you be able to give that person who's wanting to start their career virtually?
That's a great question. You know, there are so many agencies or companies looking to hire nowadays. And with, I think there is a difference with the work ethic of like, let's say baby boomers, generation XYZ nowadays. But what I have seen that works for me and my husband and my sister. So we're all working from home.
Oh, wow.
what I've seen work is having integrity. I mean, it's one thing that we value the most as well in the growth team, the team that I'm in, because no one is really checking on you, you know, like technically behind your back, walking through the floors of your home, checking on you. There's no one like that, right? So having integrity, you're accountable to yourself. It is you who's making sure that your tasks are being done, people are getting updated, your deadlines are being met, and that you're doing what you're paid to do, even beyond that, right? And some people, unfortunately, might have some degree of integrity, but not enough to sustain or have a flourishing career working from home. So I think that is the biggest thing. That I can give as an advice is to display or reflect integrity in all things.
I absolutely agree with you there. Because again, if you don't have integrity, I think that's part of you cheating your own growth, right? Because if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, then you're just delaying your growth. Because if you're not going to do it on time, then, for example, it's a new task, for example, then you don't do it on time, then you won't be learning that on that same day. You're just delaying your growth as well. Don't you agree?
Exactly. And people are depending on you as well, right? So it's a domino effect if you don't have integrity is what I want to say.
I like how you put it there. Like there's a domino effect. Again, they're just cheating your growth too. Now, talking more about your career in the virtual world, let's talk about Cyberbacker here real quick. How did Cyberbacker get in the picture?
So I talked earlier about pausing from working to launch our own e-commerce website store during the pandemic, right? When the doors, if you will, of the physical world opened, like more malls are operating business as usual. So people weren't that too keen on shopping online anymore because they were just so excited to shop in malls, right? So business kind of died down. And after thinking about it for some time, I thought that I should start looking for a job again. That was when I shared it with my sister. This was, I think, the last quarter or maybe holiday season of December 2021. So she shared with me that she's working for Cyberbacker. If you can believe that, she was the first one here. So she was already 12 months in, I think, in Cyberbacker at that time. And she said that, why don't you give it a try? She said, and I wasn't in a hurry at that time. So I reached out to Cyberbacker, I think, January of after the next holiday. Year. So 2022. And even then, I think I put it off for a month or so, but I got interviewed towards the end of January and I was given the start date of February 2nd. So I was, but before that, I was attending introduction calls. You know, we have that here in the company where clients and growth backers present the job description to Cyberbacker applicants or the candidates in the pool so that they know what they're getting into or they know the tasks that they potentially will start doing when they get hired. So I was attending those introduction calls and my sister, in a conversation, she also mentioned to me that, hey, why don't you try applying to the growth team? I was told that the growth team gets paid the most. So that was music to my ear. So let me see, why don't I give it a try? So I sent messages to my career backer at that time saying, hey, are there any openings to the growth team? I want to be a part of it. And yeah, I got interviewed for the growth team and the rest is history. Here I am.
So there we go. That's the path that you went through then to get to where you are right now. How about becoming a director? Again, that's a great position to have. One of the leaders of the one of the most important teams here within Cyberbacker, growth backers, of course. How did that get into fruition? How did that happen?
So I'm sure most of the growth team members would say that career growth or promotions are really, really fast paced in the growth team. Sure. So I started as a appointment setter in February. After 3 weeks, I got promoted to being a growth apprentice. Wow. 2 months after that, I was in line to be promoted as a growth backer. So right after I was promoted as a growth backer, it was fast. It was really, really fast. So it was April of 2022, I got promoted as a growth backer. And after a month only, I got promoted again as a franchise growth backer. So at that time,
that's growth.
I know it was really fast.
Yeah, fast growth.
I was assigned to Las Vegas, Nevada, one of our franchises at that time. I worked there for until June of last year. It's already 2024. I worked there until June 2023. And they decided, my franchise owners, they decided to go a different route. And I got back to the non-franchise team. I was a non-franchise growth backer. But definitely not for long, because Gab, our vice president of growth, approached me asking if I had any interest in getting promoted or taking on the job, the role of being the franchise director or director of growth franchise, where I will be managing a team of franchise growth backers that we have in the company. So about, at that time, I think it was less than 30 people, but that's a lot. You would agree with me, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Right? So I gave it some thought. I thought, hey, I don't have anything to lose. I'm just going to be back selling contracts in the non-franchise team. Why don't I give this a try? And boy, I'm glad I did because I'm enjoying it so far. I love it. I get to speak with a lot of people from my franchise growth backers to their franchise owners to still my clients. So it's been quite a journey so far, but I'm just glad that Gab saw in me the potential, the skills that was needed for the role. And I'm glad I accepted.
And I think the hard work as well. And it just goes to show, imagine just, let's say, a little over a year with the growth team. Imagine you've already been promoted to one of the leaders in one of the most important divisions here in Cyberbacker, our job creators, right? That's what our growth backers call themselves. Job creators, of course, for our fellow Filipino people. Now, shifting a bit here, talk to me about becoming a growth backer. What is a growth backer, basically? Because I'm sure our listeners would want to know more about that.
So growth backers, we're the frontliners of the company. I think that's the best way to put it. We are the ones that get in front of clients, business owners, making them realize that they need virtual support, that if they want to get their time back, if they want to spend more time with their family, focus on the bigger things in their businesses, we are the place to go. It's making them realize their pain points, that here is where you are right now. Here is where you could be if you have a cyber backer. So it's making them realize that and closing the deal. So, with that, we are creating jobs for more Filipinos. So that's, I think it's a good summary of what a growth backer does.
There we go. Now, more about that, though, just a follow up. Again, for sure, our audience might be interested in this. What do you need to do, or what do you need to have? Let's say three values of a growth backer. What do they need to do or have to become a growth backer here in Cyberbacker, of course?
I would say great communication skills.
Of course.
The confidence to speaking in front of people, not just one-on-one conversations, because sometimes the job would entail for you to speak with, what, 10, 15, 20 more people when you're talking about Cyberbacker and its services. So that confidence, there's also being able to practice effective time management. We've got a lot going on all days of the week. Well, Monday to Friday, right? And someone who can work independently, managing their time wisely and showing up. That's the big thing, I think, is showing up. Someone who can think outside of the box, right? So we have processes to guide everyone who comes in the growth team, but we're always, always open to feedback and change for the better.
For the better, of course.
Right?
Of course.
So we need to have someone with insight. So communicates very well, shows up, and someone who has initiative and can provide insight to the team.
There we go. Again, just someone who'd be a valued member must have those traits and, of course, values in them before they even think about being a growth backer. Of course, again, probably I think one more thing is the convincing power too. If you're really comfortable with the English language, then that would be very easy for you, because it'll be easy for you to show our cyber CEOs, our clients, why they would need to have a cyber backer in their business. Now, one last question for you before we go today. So you've mentioned a lot of great pieces of advice for our listeners today would want to be part of the cyber backer, want to be part of the growth backer team. So how about a piece of advice for just someone who would want to start their career again with Cyberbacker during the interview process, let's say, because we have a lot of listeners right now who are a little nervous about our interview processes or our recruitment process during the beginning. So what pieces of advice would you be able to give there?
I've read a lot. I mean, we're in an era where information is plenty, right? If you will, with social media, with the internet, there's so many things floating around. May it be facts or fake news. There are a lot of those, right? So I think one thing is that give it a try. Take that first step. Don't just believe what you see in social media. Experience it firsthand, right? Sure. So, and once you do take that leap of faith, I would say to be as truthful as you can, right? While it's a given that you should focus on taking the test. I know I've heard from some applicants that, our CBPA or a test is a bit harder than other companies, but it's there for a reason, right? Like, our career team is using it to make sure that you are getting paired or getting profiled for the best role, the best client that we could pair you with, right? So take it as truthfully as you can. And when it comes to interviews, be as honest as you can as well, because our career backers, our career people, they're just there to help you. True. So help them help you, right? So we're going to guide you all throughout the way. We've got a pretty solid system going on here on the back end of the hiring process. So it's about focusing and being as truthful as you can. True. So that we can place you with the right clients, with the right role, where you will flourish, where you will thrive.
Absolutely agree with you there. I think one of the most important things that you mentioned there was just take that leap of faith. You, again, as they say, you miss all the shots that you don't take. So just take that leap of faith. Just try, just go through the process, and then make it or not, then that's still part of your growth, right? And if you don't make it the first time, I've actually spoken to a lot of cyber backers on the show that have gotten in on their second or third or fourth or fifth try even. It's part of the process, right? Make it or break it. Make it right now, then that'll be great. If not, then maybe give it a few months. Maybe grow on your own first. Maybe it's not yet the right time, right? Now, more importantly, also, as you know, one of our core values here in Cyberbackers Relationship. So before we go, I'm 100% sure there have been mentors that have helped you all throughout your journey with Cyberbackers so far. Would you want to give them a quick message before we go there?
Absolutely. First in the line, Ms. Gab Salazar, Vice President of the Growth Team. Thank you for seeing what you saw in me. Right. There's also Miss May Padalia of the growth team as well. She was with me every step of the way when I was preparing to be the director of growth franchise. And of course, I don't want to discount the help that I've got from my batchmates in this role, in the leadership role. I've got Andre Jayag. One of the growth backers. Yeah. He is currently the director of growth operations. So he and I are working hand in hand as well. And I'm sure, Jello, that you would agree with me that it's not just mentors who are helping us.
Yes.
With this journey, with this walk that we call life. So I want to give a quick shout out as well to my batchmates from day one, from being a growth appointment setter. They are one of the, there are only few of the people who encouraged me to take the position on. So I want to take this time to thank Jesse of the growth team over at Franchise Growth Backer for New York, and Einstein, Franchise Growth Backer of Northern Ohio. So those two growth backers, those two people have been with me since day one. So they're a huge part of why I'm still here and why we're still kicking strong in this role.
Yes. Now, we're very excited to seeing more from you, of course, more success from you and our awesome growth backers. A shout out to everyone in the growth team that we're very excited to see more success. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more on how to become a growth backer here in Cyberbacker, don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. And of course, Daya, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
Thank you. I did as well. You have a great day, Jello.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.